Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you're listening to the WWE Podcast.
The champ is
the one that everybody wants. Me.
Since I just ripped your ass,
this
is my
iron. You're gonna acknowledge me.
All right, everybody, guys and girls, welcome back to another edition of the SmackDown Review right here on the WWE Podcast. Joining me on today's episode, obviously, here on the SmackDown Review, John Carrasco. You can follow John at Big Speaker on Twitter. That is BIGG_speaker. On Twitter, you guys go show him some love. It's his, he's had a Twitter before, but he was off of it for a little while. I've been there before. That's kind of how the Twitter world works. You use it for a while, you go away, and then you come back, and then you're addicted. So he's kind of starting that addictive stage. So go follow him, show him some love on Twitter. And obviously me, Mike, you can find me on Twitter at Michael5Ritter and on Instagram at MichaelRitter5. Also the host of the Football Function Podcast, available on all of the podcasting platforms that you can think of, including the one that you're listening to this show on. And also available on Patreon if you like an ad-free experience as well. But anyways, today we're going to be talking about the SmackDown that aired on March the 4th, 2022 from Miami, Florida. But before we get into the actual episode, John, how you doing, bud? Did you have a good week? I know this is a pretty damn good episode of SmackDown, so I'm sure you're chomping at the bit to break it down.
Oh, yeah, man. And definitely thank you for the shout-out on Twitter and everything. I'm definitely trying to get out of my caveman ways. So, yeah, go ahead and follow me at BIGG_speaker and, you know, just help me out on the transition and everything like that. So, yeah, I mean, be much appreciated, but I'm doing pretty good, man. I had a good week of work. You know how that was and everything like that, but ready to break this down and, you know, get on into it.
Man, this was a good episode. I will say it's been a while since we were just, you know, jam-packed with matches out the you-know-what. I mean, there was seven that was supposed to happen. Obviously, the Big E versus Sheamus match ended up not happening. So technically, there was only six matches. But for there to be seven matches booked, pretty crazy in today's day and age. Usually not a wrestling-filled show. At least that's kind of what we're accustomed to as of late. But that was really, I guess, the opposite today. Started off with a match. Ended in it with a match. But before we do that, I do want to touch on something really quickly. Now, we're the SmackDown review, right? Obviously, the best wrestling show out right now.
What?
But let's talk about something that happened on Monday Night Raw. Because I've been watching Raw. I watched Raw the past 2 weeks. I've taken a hiatus the past 2 months. But the past 2 weeks, I've been watching Raw. So, I saw Edge's heel turn this past Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I mean, I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was vintage, like, professional heel turn, obviously, like, just with Edge, the way he does his character with, like, the ring psychology and the way he just buys into it, the low blow. I mean, AJ Styles is very familiar with a low blow. We've seen this happen to him several times, but it's just, it makes it more personal. Like, you kind of saw that, like, because whenever he came out, there really wasn't no backstory. Now, Matt's said multiple times that he was kind of disappointed when he saw AJ Styles come out. I somewhat disagree only because the matchup itself. Now, I do agree from a sense that there were possibly some bigger names out there that could have taken this spot and fought Edge at WrestleMania. But AJ Styles versus Edge is not a matchup that I'm necessarily sleeping on, or I guess letting fly under the radar, because I know it's going to absolutely, you know, burn the house down. But one criticism, if any, that I had on this thing was the fact that there really wasn't like with only a month to WrestleMania, I was like, how is this going to be like personal? Now, it doesn't have to be like a grudge match where these guys hate each other, although it is kind of heading that direction given how fast this heel turn took place on Monday night. But I was just curious how they were going to make the crowd interested other than just the pure star power from the matchup of Edge versus AJ Styles. And I think they did a really good job doing it. Edge kind of being like damn near disrespectful. I mean, he literally said, I don't want the tag team you know what that you've been being with Omos over the past whatever. I want the bulldog, AJ Styles. That's kind of what Edge was saying, that he wanted the best version of AJ Styles at WrestleMania. He didn't have a smile. There was no compliments here. And then he low-blowed him, hit him with the concerto, likely going to get AJ Styles off TV. I'd be surprised if he showed up on Monday night. If he does show up, he better have a neck brace or something like that, because this concerto has sidelined people for, like, months, storyline-wise. Like, this has been used to write people off TV. Now, obviously, the WrestleMania is only a month away, so it can't be months. They're going to have to make it somewhat of a quick return, especially if AJ wants to get a little bit of redemption, maybe get the upper hand on Edge before we actually get to WrestleMania. But what do you think about the matchup that we're going to get, Edge versus AJ Styles? Are you with me as far as, like, this being possibly one of the best matches on the card?
I haven't caught the Raw, so, I mean, I'm kind of waiting for that and everything like that. But I have seen like a couple videos, you know, I watch a little bit of it and then I just cut it off just because I don't want to see it all. But I mean, Edge as a heel is great, man. You know, you can't go against that. So I feel like it kind of just plays into his role a little bit better rather than him being like with Beth, you know, how they were kind of using him as a little tag team couple type thing. But I don't know, man. I didn't feel that role for him. So yeah, him being the heel is definitely good. And AJ Styles being in there, I mean, of course he's veteran, you know, he's definitely somebody that's good with the program and everything like that. But I don't know. I kind of felt like there could have been at least somebody younger and everything like that that could have came up. But I mean, I'm still with it. Not mad about it.
Yeah, you can't really be mad about this matchup, really. I mean, as somebody who's going to be at WrestleMania, like, I'm going to see Pat McAfee have a match, and we'll get to that, you know, a little bit later in the show, obviously. But the other people that we're possibly going to see have a match, I mean, we're literally having Stone Cold Steve Austin's name kind of thrown around there. At the very least, we're going to see him, you know. So there's a lot of reasons to be excited, to say the least, about this WrestleMania. Johnny Knoxville, another guy, another big name. You know, I mean, it's not necessarily like a big wrestling name, but as far as like star power goes, I guarantee in Dallas, whenever Johnny Knoxville comes out, he's going to get a very big pop. But Okay. Let's go ahead and get into this episode of SmackDown. Like I said, aired on March 4th, 2022 from Miami, Florida. And this was a pretty good episode, one of the better ones that I can recall over the past few weeks. Last week was good, but this one was definitely better. It started off with the Intercontinental Championship match, Ricochet versus Sami Zayn. Now, this was a pretty damn good match. Like, literally, I saw a report last week, sometime over the past, since the last time we talked here on the SmackDown review, where WWE is planning on pushing Ricochet on SmackDown. Good news for us. We're going to get to talk about it. We're going to get to see Ricochet in possibly a more prominent role, get more airtime. I mean, you don't really want to see him get more mic time. He's been a wrestler for like damn near 20 years now, and he doesn't have mic skills. Ring work, like in terms of being an actual competitor or whatever you want to phrase it, top tier, one of the best in the business. He sells better than anybody. He can put on a 5-star match with literally anybody. So you give him somebody like Sami Zayn, and they're going to blow the doors off. And that's exactly what they did here. This match was just one of those that you really didn't want it to end. And I feel like the way that it did end kind of left a sour taste in my mouth, only because I wanted there to be a definitive winner, honestly. And Johnny Knoxville does come out. But before I get there, I'm going to talk about some of the things that happened, because there were some highlights in this one. I will say that neck breaker on the apron by Sami Zayn, did you see that?
Oh yeah, dude, that was freaking crazy. Yeah,
there was several times where it looked like Ricochet landed on his neck. There was a power bomb that looked like it happened in the middle of the ring. And also that backflip moonsault that Ricochet did over the top rope right in front of Pat McAfee and Michael Cole, that was absolutely nice. Beautiful. Ricochet's ring gear also, just the flames, I love that. I don't know if it's Booker T or somebody in the 1990s in WCW that had that flamed gear. So for whatever reason, had a little bit of a soft spot for me. So seeing him and other people such as Los Lotharios come out with that flamed gear, always kind of been a little bit of a fan of that. Just a little bit of a nugget there. But anyway, like I said, this was a damn good match. I didn't like the way it ends, because Knoxville does come out wearing like an Intercontinental Championship chump or something like that. Intercontinental chump. That's the actual phrase that was on the shirt. Taking a shot at Sami Zayn, obviously distract Sami Zayn for enough time for Ricochet to hit a little bit of a, excuse me, I don't really know what the move is called. Pat McAfee kind of labeled as like a Hurricanrana bomb type thing, where he hooked the legs and he just got the pinfall. 1, 2, 3. New Intercontinental Champion for the very first time. Ricochet holds the belt. So, what'd you think about this match? Obviously, I told you I really wasn't a fan of the ending. I'm fine with Ricochet going over. He had 4 near falls before he actually made the pin. So he was clearly this close to winning even without the help. So this win could have been a little bit juicier if you would have given it to him just straight up, clean win. But either way, could have been worse. I'm not, you know, absolutely crapping on it, but that was my only little negative, if there is anything there. But I'm all for Ricochet getting to hold this belt, and especially if they're serious about pushing him on SmackDown. Sign me up for that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6-packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, on this one, man, I was all for, like, since last week, you know, I was ready for this to happen. So, I mean, especially having Sami lose. I'm not a really big Sami Zayn. So, yeah, Ricochet winning, that was a good positive for me. But, I mean, it was interesting, you know, because Ricochet, he came out with, like, energy, you know, like you said, the clothes and everything like that. It was like, yeah, look at me, you know, he had, like, a lot of attention on him and stuff like that. So, I don't know, like, even, like, bell ringing, energy, like, it was all there, you know, so I was with it. No, I don't know, Johnny Knoxville, he kind of, I don't know, he plays his role, I guess you could say, but. like you said, the interruption and stuff like that. Yeah, it was all great for me, you know, especially like the music, man. Whenever that stuff hits, I mean, that's just something for me to keep me in tune with this. So, I mean, it all in all, it was a great match for me, and definitely seeing the title switch hands was a positive.
It was kind of funny. I will say, you're not a fan of Sammy. That's kind of where we disagree there, because I do. I like Sammy's work, especially here lately over the past year and a half. Especially the stuff that he does backstage. Like, he was kind of flipping out, you know, starting to throw everything around. Even looks at the cameraman. What are you doing following me? You know, you only record me during these moments when, like, things aren't going my way. And then he actually challenges Johnny Knoxville for a match at WrestleMania. Now, we predicted this. We said, all right, are you ready? I asked you, are you ready for this match to happen at WrestleMania? And the only thing that kind of would have ruined this match was the Intercontinental Championship being involved. Now, they got that off of Sami Zayn. They got that on Ricochet. So now we can kind of have this match with less at stake. You know, we can just have it be a singles match. Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville. And that's kind of what people want to see. And, you know, myself included, just because of how this thing's been going. I mean, Sami literally changed his gear to say Jackass Forever, or Sami Zayn Forever, but reference, you know, in the font of Jackass Forever. And clearly, Johnny Knoxville showing up week after week. We knew that this was going to happen. They want the celebrities there. Last year was Bad Bunny. This year we're getting Logan Paul, Johnny Knoxville. Pat McAfee's in the company, technically not a celebrity, but he's still, you know, not a full-time wrestler who's going to be having a singles match on the freaking WrestleMania card. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm more of a fan of this match if it's just straight up singles, let these two beat the hell out of each other, and then let the Intercontinental Championship have a little bit of another program going on. But we can go ahead and move on to something else that happened. And this is something that got me going. It got my blood boiling. It really did. I mean, I was invested. This is the type of stuff that you actually care about. Now, it's no secret. Since the second it was announced that he was going to be a member of the SmackDown commentary team, I was, you know, and I've even said before that I'm a huge Pat McAfee fan. Going to be for even after he leaves WWE, likely, inevitably, at some point. But this segment right here was interesting. Now, we knew yesterday, Thursday, Pat McAfee had an interview, a live interview with Vince McMahon. And that's the confusion there. People say, or maybe it's Austin Theory, or somebody should have phrased it a little bit more specific, because they said it's his first interview, his first sit-down interview or whatever in like 20 years, 25 years, 15 years. I don't know exactly what the number was, but they were exaggerating a little bit. Because he had an interview with Stone Cold Steve Austin on his podcast back in 2015. So they clearly immediately called his bluff. They said, no, dude, you better check your facts. Get it right. He had an interview with Stone Cold. So you're clearly wrong here. But the actual situation was that it was a live setting. Like that Stone Cold podcast interview, they had a chance to edit that. It was pre-recorded and then it was produced, obviously released to the public whenever that happened. But this interview with Pat McAfee was live on YouTube. You could have tuned in and watched this thing as it was happening. So that's the difference there. Just it being a live interview where Vince McMahon didn't have time to, you know, think about what he was going to say, to tell somebody, hey, take this out. He was being asked questions and actually being humanized. We really haven't talked about the interview actually on the show. Clearly it happened yesterday, but hell of an interview. If you haven't already seen it, go watch it. I listen to it because I have a regular job, so I have to work during the time where that's going on. So I can't just, you know, watch YouTube during the middle of the day. But I can actually listen to the podcast. So I was able to do that and check out that interview. It's crazy that Vince McMahon was actually joking around with just like regular dudes, you know, especially people that I've been seeing on my TV and just like listening through podcast form and all that stuff for like the past 3 or 4 years. So definitely a pretty cool thing there. But anyway, back to this segment. Austin Theory comes out. He comes out to some boos, rightfully so. He's a Raw guy. Who the hell is this guy? What the hell is he doing on SmackDown? But anyway, he comes out and he calls Pat McAfee a loudmouth. He actually says that Vince McMahon set up Pat McAfee. That's the whole reason why he interviewed him, is to just get him a match at WrestleMania. so he can get the hell beat out of him. Like I said, Austin Theory calls him a loudmouth and says that everybody wants to hear him shut up. And then he asks him what he's going to do whenever his mouth is wired shut, because at WrestleMania he is going to beat him to a pulp. Right then announces, I'm your opponent at WrestleMania, and then smacks Pat McAfee right in the face. Smacks his headset off. You could tell that this absolutely pissed Pat off. Dropped a couple curse words. You know the drill. Probably more than what he should have. I mean, there's probably like five or six that he actually said there. It was actually pretty cool because it wasn't on mic. You could just hear it from the camera. The camera was picking it up. But anyways, pissed him off. So it's already juicy. This isn't like a Pat McAfee just, you know, smiling, giggling, going to have a fun little time in the ring. I mean, he's already been pissed off, disrespected. So I'm looking forward to seeing this match. Is he going to actually, are we going to see a pissed off Pat? Are we going to see him try to, you know, beat the hell out of somebody? Austin Theory clearly deserves it. He wants to show up on SmackDown and assault one of our favorite guys. Yeah, right. That's not going to happen here, bud. So hopefully Pat McAfee does the right thing at WrestleMania and kicks his head off. Clearly you could say, or you could tell that I'm a little bit biased here on this feud, but that's the thing. We don't work for WWE. We could have our favorites here. And I can tell you right now that I am rooting for Pat McAfee here, clearly. And I know Austin Theory. He's an Atlanta guy. You guys know I'm also a little bit biased to Atlanta. So not really a conflict here, though, all day. Pat McAfee, hope he definitely kicks Austin Theory's head off.
Oh, yeah, man. This one I'm ready for. I did want to see a Pat McAfee versus Corey Graves, though. It was kind of mentioned.
Me too.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned on Twitter yesterday, and like I said, I'm kind of getting into it, so I was definitely like putting my ones and twos on there and stuff like that, so kind of gave a little shout out to Corey Graves in a bad way, I guess you could say.
Hey, we've all been there.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I guess Austin Theory, I mean, he kind of, he plays his role too, you know, definitely the bad guy, I guess you could say, but I don't know, the smack and everything, man, gosh dang. It was just played off so well, man. I thought, oh man, Pat got hit unexpectedly, you know, like how he says, expect the unexpected. But yeah, man, I'm definitely looking forward to this one. I mean, it doesn't, getting it built up and everything like that. So yeah, I'm ready for it.
As am I. Let's go ahead and move on to another match here. Sorry, I had to adjust my chair there. You gotta be comfortable here. And I know that sometimes you could hear that's a little squeaky. My chair isn't necessarily the quietest, you know, and I do my best. You know, when you have a high quality mic that can kind of pick up anything and you have a loud chair, it's not necessarily the best combination, but every now and then, you know, you're gonna hear something. But anyways, moving on to this next match. Now, this kind of confused both of us. I'm just gonna be honest here. I thought it was a tag team match. I don't know if it was just the graphic that popped up before a commercial break or something like that, where they had both of the women, Carmella and Zelina, versus Naomi and Sasha. We both thought this was a tag team match, and I don't know if I just, because admittedly, I told you, it was like I was at the live show. You know, sometimes a segment will get you. Like I said, I was very invested in that Pat McAfee segment. So the fact that this kind of followed that up was a little bit, you know, I guess not beneficial for this segment, because my attention was somewhere else. I was writing notes about it. I was kind of looking at the internet, seeing what they said. So unfortunately, this match, to my, I guess, whatever, you know, I should have been paying more attention to this match nonetheless. But Carmella does put on some face protection. Pat McAfee jokingly says, I should have had that here a little bit ago. But Naomi easily gets this win. That's one thing I noticed. Even if it was a tag team match, they absolutely mopped the floor with them. Next week, it's announced that we're going to get Sasha Banks versus Zelina Vega. So that's what kind of threw me off. But I will say that matchup, and there's really nothing to this. Naomi beats Carmella 10 times out of 10, no matter what. But that Sasha Banks versus Zelina Vega match, keep your eye on that one. That has potential to be a little bit of a over-deliver as far as like expectations go leading into it. Because they're two women from like makeshift tag teams that are like in a division that's non-existent. But if you actually just, you know, take that out of the equation and just look at these two women, Sasha Banks versus Zelina Vega, I think they have the possibility to put on a dang good match next week. I'm looking forward to that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But let's see here. Moving on. Corbin backstage is hosting a poker game, and he announces that he's facing Drew McIntyre on night one of WrestleMania, aka WrestleMania Saturday. That's kind of what they're going to be referencing that or calling it as we get closer. So if you're only planning on going to one night, and you're trying to choose between night one or night two, they're starting to kind of reveal which night each match is going to be on. So, I mean, both women's championship matches are on Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken. That's something that I heard. So, definitely want to check that. Don't quote me on it, but I think that might be the case. The only notes I took from this poker game, there was a bunch of paid nobodies there, but Madcap Moss had a pretty good Drew McIntyre impression. Now, I'm going to crap on his jokes whenever they're not good every single time, but if he actually makes me laugh, I'm going to give him some credit, and he did. I giggled during this, so shout out to Madcap for having a nice little impression there. I've had my own Drew McIntyre impression from time to time, whether it's good or bad. I've just let it fly, and I think Madcap's kind of nailed his, but we can go ahead and move on from that and get to what this backstage segment was leading to, and that's Drew McIntyre versus Jinder. Ultimate squash match. Drew McIntyre wins with a claymore. They're trying to make him look very strong. And afterwards, he talks to Caleb Braxton, where he basically just talks about Happy Corbin being undefeated since like August or whenever it was that he became Happy Corbin from Bumass Corbin or whatever it was. But pretty much just saying that he's going to run into a buzzsaw at WrestleMania, and he's looking forward to being the first person to defeat Baron Corbin. So, did you have anything on this match? I mean, it really was very fast.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty quick one. I mean, I did like the matchup. You know, they're two pretty good-sized guys, you know, comparison, I guess you could say. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, I just feel like these little wins for Drew, I mean, they're helping him, you know, just build momentum, you know, the crowd's just getting behind him and everything like that. So, I mean, even though they're just quick little matches, I mean, I'm all for it, you know, especially since, like, the injury that he's had and everything coming back. So, I think it's good for him.
As do I. Drew McIntyre is somebody who I think has big things ahead of him after WrestleMania. I don't know what's even the landscape of WWE is going to look like at that point. I mean, with this one championship situation, I don't even know. Like, when Roman Reigns was coming out tonight and I was looking at that Universal Championship that Paul Heyman was holding, I was just like, man, are we looking at, like, a dead man walking pretty much, like, as a belt? You know, we know that its time is coming up because we don't really know the plans. We don't know what's going to happen. And I guess that's a good thing. I like to be surprised every now and then, but still, you know, just looking forward to finding out what's going to happen there. But speaking of Roman Reigns, Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs are coming out next. I'm not really sure what happens here or what the point in all this was, but the Usos attacked them. And I think there was no point other than to set the tone that Roman Reigns was not in a great mood and he wanted to come out, so he decided to come out. It's his show, so this is his segment. He wanted it, so Boogs and Nakamura essentially got their segment stolen from them. I know you're a big Usos fan. What do you think about this?
Oh, this is pretty cool, man. I mean, it was definitely like a big surprise because, like, just writing down notes and everything like that, like, I don't know if you had caught that other Tundra commercial that Shinsuke and Rick Boogs was in.
I did not, no.
Okay, well, anyways, like, it was just like something that I had picked up on last week, and I was just saying, man, what have they been doing, you know, just back here just messing around out here in the woods and stuff. I mean, Rick Boogs, he was out there actually like working out. I don't know. Yeah, freaking lifting trees and stuff like that. It was pretty cool. But I mean, God, I mean, for it to happen like this, you know, I was like expecting to get a little bit of like ring time, you know. They barely even got stage time, you know, barely got going, you know, guitar barely stringing and stuff like that. I don't know. So it was good. And like you said, like Roman making his like dominance, you know, like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to come out. Yeah, get off my stage type stuff. Yeah, I mean, I was all behind that stuff, so it was cool, yeah.
You were behind it, I was behind it, and obviously Miami was behind it. That was the most behind Roman Reigns crowd that I've seen in a long time. Now, I was at the Oklahoma City show. He came out. People were behind him, but it wasn't as unanimous as it was tonight. Now, I don't know if it's because he's from Pensacola, Florida, home of Emmitt Smith, but so it's kind of like, you know, he's in his home state of Florida. That could have something to do with it. Or Miami just, you know, might be, you know, about that life when it comes to Roman Reigns. You know, they just might actually support the tribal chief because they were absolutely supporting him. They popped extremely loud for the acknowledge me, whenever he said Miami, acknowledge me. And they were chanting Roman very loud. That's one thing that I wrote down here is to make sure to talk about the crowd there. So shout out to Miami. I know that Elvis Escobar, host of the Enter the Lab podcast. Go listen to that. Go follow that podcast if you haven't already. Obviously, damn good sports podcast. But he's a listener of the show. He was in attendance tonight at the Miami show. So definitely want to give a shout out to the Miami crowd for supporting the big dog. I know he hasn't been called the big dog in a while, but the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. But like I was saying, Roman comes out and he talks about the match with Brock Lesnar that's going to happen tomorrow or tonight, likely when you're listening to this, at Madison Square Garden. And that most people, you know, the common fan, are probably hoping that Brock Lesnar loses this match, right? I didn't really understand that because, you know, speaking for myself, I 100% want to see Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, and that's what Roman Reigns wants. Now, you have a different opinion, right? You kind of hope that somebody else gets added to this?
I'm hoping, you know, like, not another person, because Brock is just like a, you know, a person that's always going to be there, you know, he's always a good opponent and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, just give somebody a small chance, you know, I mean, it's nothing, you know, but I don't know. Yeah, I'd rather just see somebody else.
I get you. Mm-hmm. I mean, Seth Rollins, a possibility there. Keep an eye on him. Bobby Lashley. I really don't know what's going to happen, though, this Madison Square Garden event. So
Tomorrow
night or tonight, like I said, we're going to have to be keeping an eye on what's going on. I know that we're not going to be able to watch it, but I'm sure that somewhere the results are going to be leaked. But anyways, like I said, Roman Reigns said that he wants Brock Lesnar to win because he wants Brock Lesnar to personally hand deliver the WWE Championship to him at WrestleMania in what Roman calls the greatest WrestleMania main event, or the greatest main event for that matter, of all time. Now, you could agree with that, you could disagree with that, whatever. I've already kind of said how I feel about it, but anyways, Roman Reigns compares himself to Babe Ruth. And what he means by that is saying that he calls his shot and he delivers every single time. John's a Yankees fan. I knew he was going to love that line. So, and he's referencing, I mean, he has receipts to prove it. Roman Reigns backs up what he says. He says, hell, just look at a year ago, WrestleMania 37. I called my number by saying I was going to stack and pin two, not one, but two Hall of Famers in the same match, Edge and Daniel Bryan. And he does just that. Fast forward 1 year later, he's saying that he's going to smash Brock Lesnar in, like I said, the biggest main event in WWE history and raise both championships up while $5 million worth of fireworks are going off behind him. And then he channels his inner Undertaker. I'm not sure if you caught this. He kind of slowly just said that Brock will acknowledge me. You know, that was kind of just similar to the he will rest in peace. I don't know if that was like a tribute to Taker, that maybe he was kind of just trying to slide one in there without absolutely breaking his character, or if that's something he's going to kind of do going forward. But I noticed it. It's a little bit different. Roman hasn't really done that kind of slow, drawn out thing before. But what do you think about this segment or this promo in general from Roman?
Oh man, this one was freaking great. I mean, it definitely a lot of energy. You know, Roman's cutting some good promos, bro. So I mean, I feel like just the suspense and everything like that is just kind of together, you know. Yeah, bro, it's just freaking, yeah, hands down, you know. But other than that, I'm just ready for this couple of weeks to fly by. I'm ready for this match, man.
Oh yeah, I am too, dude. Without a doubt, like I'm anxious to find out exactly what the stipulations are going to be like. Is it going to be a one-on-one, just unification right. match, Brock versus Roman, or are we going to get a little bit of an extra guy in the picture, whether it is Lashley, whether it is Rollins, whoever it is? I mean, there are ways where you can make it make sense and make it interesting, but I just feel like if they're going to try to build this as one of the best main events of all time, then it has to be one-on-one. Like, two dudes who are absolute alpha males. The writing's already there. You don't have to add anything to make this match bigger than what it is. But anyways, after this segment, we get a tag team match between the Usos and the Viking Raiders. This one for the tag team championships. What'd you think about this match?
Just because, like, you, I mean, me as a person, just knowing that they're not going to lose it, right? You know what I mean? A good match and everything like that, not going to take nothing from it. But I just feel like they're just riding this along for right now, you know? I mean, definitely a little bit, I don't know. They had some good bombs and stuff like that. I can't recall the Viking experience, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Yeah, I mean, they were trying to do that so many times, it's crazy. I mean, I think it's good, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was a physical match, hard fought by both teams, if you want to use, like, a sporting phrase or term, whatever you want to do. But, yeah, the Usos, that 1D, it's undefeated. They are not – I mean, this was their only speed bump on the road to WrestleMania. They're not going to run into another tag team that's going to dethrone them. It could end up happening at Mania, maybe on a kickoff show. They're – historic for having matches on the kickoff show, so wouldn't really surprise me if that's what happened there. I mean, I do want to see these titles defended, though. Every single championship should be defended at WrestleMania. That's what it's for. If your title is not defended at WrestleMania, what the hell are you doing? Like, honestly. But anyways, let's go ahead and see what's next here. We get Big E versus Sheamus. At least that's what we're supposed to get, but the match never happens. I mean, Big E and Kofi come out on the four-wheeler, which was apparently a gift from Kofi Kingston to Big E for his birthday last week. I didn't know it was a birthday. Happy birthday, Big E. But he got a four-wheeler, so clearly had a good birthday. I would love to get a four-wheeler, even though we don't really have places around here that you can go ride it unless, like, you own land or something like that. But I would love a four-wheeler. I mean, I would illegally ride that thing around the street until I was told to stop. But anyways – that poor ATV, we'll get to that here in just a little bit. But the reason why this match doesn't happen is because Ridge Holland and Sheamus, they start to put a beating on the New Day. Kofi Kingston's out there. He's like on the ATV. He's honking the horn to the New Day theme. The New Day rocks. And he takes a chair shot to the back from Ridge Holland. That distracts Big E. Clearly, like you would expect a million times is going to happen. Somebody's going to get distracted. But Sheamus takes advantage. Beats the absolute hell out of Big E. The female ref, Jessica Carr, I believe is her name. She is just kind of standing there doing whatever she does with her arms, just flailing around. And then Ridge and Sheamus, they hop on that four-wheeler and they take it backstage, go to commercial break. But whenever we come back, we see the highlights of them beating the holy you-know-what out of that four-wheeler, just tearing it to shreds. Hitting it with bats, whatever it was. I'm not really sure exactly what it was that they were hitting it with, but they were just destroying that thing. What do you think about this? Did it in any way, shape, or form make you want to see these guys get their asses kicked.
I mean, definitely, like, beating anybody's property up is going to start a feud, you know? So, I mean,
Sheamus is known to do this.
It's here. I mean, this is what we got. I mean, I kind of like the when Big E, they were going against, like, Los Lotharios for a second. I was kind of getting into that and stuff like that. But, I mean, what, Cesaro leaving, you know, Ricochet not having a partner anymore. I mean, it's kind of breaking up stuff and going into different directions and stuff like that. So I guess, I mean, this is what we're going to be rolling with now. They did tear that thing up, though. I mean, I definitely would have been pissed. So, I mean, yeah, here's a few for it.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, likely going to see something. I mean, you got to get Big E on the card at least. I'm not really too worried about Kofi being involved in WrestleMania, but at the very least, we got to get Big E on the card. I know some people aren't necessarily too high on him for whatever reason. I'm not a big fan of his character, his finishing move, all that stuff. But as a competitor, if you just see this dude in person and you kind of just can watch the speed that he wrestles at, he's an absolute top guy. It's just all about his character, whether or not he'll get booked properly. But up next, we get Johnny Knoxville accepting Sami Zayn's challenge for WrestleMania. And he talks about all the things he's put his body through over the years and how this match with Sami Zayn is ultimately just going to be nothing. Like, he's been through things 10 times worse than this. Talks about breaking his wee-wee, I believe, from some type of bike accident, whether it was, like, trying to do, like, a backflip or something like that. But he does talk about it. I mean, I'm sure Kayla Braxton was trying to do everything she could not to lose it right there. But so right there, we get the acceptance, I guess you can say, of this challenge. Sami Zayn, Johnny Knoxville, it's officially going to be going down, likely on night one, even though we've heard a lot of night one matches. Seems like it's going to be a loaded night. They got to put something on night two. It can't just be Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. They got to put other matches there. So we've already kind of talked about that. We don't have to backtrack. Is there anything else you have to add to this one?
Yeah, nothing too much from this one, man. I mean, just ready for it to get going and everything like that. But, yeah, I'd rather jump into this next one, the Ronda versus Sonya.
Your girl Ronda, what'd you think about this one? I feel like she was actually in some ring gear here. We really haven't seen her in her actual gear as of late. This felt like more of a pay-per-view look. It was her first match on SmackDown. Clearly going to go 1-0. That's exactly what she does. Charlotte appears on commentary. But one thing I noticed here, Ronda Rousey got an extremely long introduction, like, from the announcer. It wasn't just your typical, like, I mean, normally nobody gets something like this, especially before the music hits. If anything, the music will hit, and then they'll get the introduction, like, as the music's playing, you know? But this was, like, a UFC-type introduction where she was, like, hearing accolades. The 2022 Royal Rumble winner, the opponent for Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania 38 or whatever, you know? Like, I was like, how long are we going to go on here? And in the process of her doing this, Sonya Deville was over there trying to, you know, sweet-talk Charles Robinson into, like, screwing over Ronda Rousey or whatever it is, but like I said, Ronda Rousey gets the win here, her first match on SmackDown, by making Sonya Deville tap out very quickly to an armbar, although it went on a little bit longer than what I thought. But, I mean, because Sonya did get some offense in here, but it wasn't a lot. She tapped out to the armbar very quickly. Charlotte, very unimpressed with Ronda Rousey's armbar. She claims that's all she can do and this and that. And she runs to the ring immediately after the match is over. But I put runs in quotation marks because I feel like how Charlotte is trying so hard to dress, like, so fancy that it's limiting her and what she could do. Like, I mean, I know she's not having a match, but if you know that you're scheduled to have, like, an encounter with Ronda Rousey where you got to run to the ring, don't wear heels, for Christ's sake. Like, if you know there's a segment where you're going to have to get your face slammed into a table like we saw last month, don't wear, you know, caked on makeup that day to where you're going to be scared to slam your head on the table and take a face bump. Like, this is what you do. Like, I understand, like, the pictures you want to get and post it on your Instagram and look all nice and fancy is what you're going for there. And you want to look good. I get that. But at some point you got to, like, have a little bit of pride and stop putting this, like, crappy, sloppy crap on the TV. And I don't know, like, that's, like, as PG as I could possibly say it. But you get what I'm trying to say. Like, she takes, like, 3 steps in the ring, and Ronda's supposed to, like, react to that, you know? Like, she's supposed to, like, slam her to the ground, put her in the ankle lock to show that she has more than just the armbar. That was the point they were trying to get across. We get it. She can make Charlotte Flair tap out in several different ways. That's exactly what Charlotte does, despite it not being a match. She's tapping on the mat for Ronda to let her go. I just wanted to point that out because Charlotte will constantly brag about how she's the best, this and that. Well, every time like you're not in a match, you're wearing clothes and shoes that prevent you from actually running and doing anything athletic. So, I mean, it's just kind of like, I don't really know. I might be crazy there. That could be something that only bothers me. And people are like, what the hell are you talking about? But what do you think about this?
Oh, this one here, man. I mean, I was kind of in tune with it just because like the Sonya story, I guess you could say. But yeah, I mean, she comes out here looking like Cruella and everything like that, you know, definitely like the bad guy. And I've talked to you about it and everything like that. And I've been watching like the WCW from, or Nitro and everything like that from 19.
How dare you?
Oh my gosh. But anyways, I just kind of put it together that, Roddy Piper and, you know, I can't even say that. It's kind of
Ronda Rousey for me.
Yeah. Kind of have like that same, you know, gear and everything like that. The little,
are you also just finding out that ice cream's cold?
Hey man, it's just all coming together for me, you know? So, I mean, it's kind of cool that I'm kind of like picking up on all of this stuff. I mean, laugh at me all you want, but I mean, it's just, you know, something that's, I'm like, okay. There's kind of like something like the backstory and all this stuff to it. But I mean, it was kind of cool, you know? But, of course the match, it really wasn't nothing. I mean, I seen her get slapped and stuff like that. And I'm not for it, you know? I'm not for, like Ronda winning and stuff like that, but it kind of puts me in a pickle because like Charlotte's in her corner, in Sonya's corner, you know, and I don't like either one of them in a way, you know, they just have just too cocky, I guess you could say, for me. And then, you know, just a little bit more humble and stuff like that. But I don't know. I'm for the Sonya thing. So her losing all this time, it's kind of sucks for me.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, yeah, about the Rowdy Piper, just quickly, he actually gave her permission to, because she goes by Rowdy Ronda Rousey, and that was before she ever came to WWE. She got permission from Roddy Piper to use that nickname before he passed away. So she came to WWE and like has that gimmick, you know, like the, like basically wearing the same colors as him and all that stuff. She got his permission to do that. So that's a little bit of a sidebar there. But anyways, yeah, I mean, I know you're a Sonya fan, and I know you're behind her. You're growing week after week, you know, especially, you know, she's coming out with this new gear. It kind of just makes you even like her even more, you know, because she's developing her character. She's slowly inching back to being a full-time in-ring competitor, and she's going to be a damn good heel no matter what show she's on. Hopefully it's here on SmackDown. I'm not a huge Sonya fan because of this character, which means she's doing a damn good job, you know, like because of this character. So it made me hate her because of how she was doing Naomi for so long. I was like, I really hope Naomi kicks her ass, and she ended up doing that. But anyways, I mean, I'm excited for this. I think that, you know, Ronda Rousey, no matter who it is, she's going to mop the floor. It doesn't matter if it's Charlotte Flair. I mean, I really don't think that there's anybody on the main roster right now that's like credible enough to beat Ronda Rousey. And that sucks to say, but it's just genuinely how I feel. Charlotte's probably the best option for it because she's like the top woman. But I mean, Becky Lynch, that kind of that program at least is there, kind of writes itself. You know, we're going to get it at some point, the one-on-one version where they're going to, you know, reference back to WrestleMania 35 or 36, whichever one it was, where Becky Lynch won in the main event. So some good stuff coming nonetheless. But anyways, that does do it for us here, bud, on the SmackDown review. I do appreciate you for hopping on like usual. We do this after the show, so it's late. So anytime that we kind of seem like we don't have our fastball, just bear with us. I mean, we kind of have to, you know, watch the show, take notes, sit down here, kind of analyze it a little bit. And I want to get this to Matt in a timely time after I edit it and all that good stuff. So thank you so much, like I said, for joining. But is there anything you want to say, any shout outs, anything like that you want to plug, like your social media? Like I said, go follow him at big_speaker, BIGG_speaker. Go follow my boy John, kind of help him out there and build up his following on Twitter.
Yes, sir. I do appreciate that. And I just want to, you know, just conclude the show, I guess you could say. I mean, there's so many storylines that are starting to like happen and stuff like that. So it's definitely keeping me in tune, you know, so it's good and everything like that. But yeah, I definitely want to give you a shout out, man. Appreciate you for having me on and everything like that. Go follow my guy, Michael Five Ritter, Twitter, you know, get at him. Of course, follow his Football Function podcast, man. It's definitely some good content and everything like that. And yeah, I'll just want to say thank y'all to everybody. Of course, like I said, the Twitter that I got created, BIGG_speaker, follow me. Get at me, though.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to John. Also, shout out to Matt. You know, obviously, we don't say it enough, but shout out to Matt for giving us this opportunity to, you know, do this and talk to these guys. And, you know, these are the episodes that's fun. Like, you're talking about it right now, how all these storylines are coming together and all these feuds are starting to develop. Well, dude, welcome to WrestleMania season, bud. This is what you got to look forward to every year. That's why I get so excited this time of year. But yeah, shout out to Matt for giving us this opportunity. I was really looking forward to, you know, to talking about SmackDown with you today because how good of an episode it was. I wanted to hop on immediately after that Pat McAfee segment happened. I was like, let's do this. Start having some live reactions here. But anyways, one more time, I want to thank you. Also, thank the listeners. Clearly, if this is your first time listening, thank you so much for choosing this podcast. Hopefully, you'll continue to do so. But if you're a regular listener, thank you so much for making this part of your weekly routine. Me and John just here breaking down, like I said, the best show, the best wrestling show going right now. And that's just, you know, that's fact. So whatever it is, you heard it here first. Shout out to you guys. Walk passionately in the direction of your dreams. Have a damn good weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the WWE Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show. Or head to WWEPodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to Patreon.com/WWEPodcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6-packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6-packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.